The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Right, Wimbledon has been absolutely intriguing so far. So many different storylines, some brilliant matches as well. And I can't believe, just looking in the paper today, it's 30 years since Pat Cash ran up and clasped his dad in the box after winning the final. Unbelievable, that's three decades ago. Let's have a chat with Sky Sports' Barry Cowan. Morning, Barry.
Hi, good morning, Steve. 30 years ago, what was I doing? 12.
Were you aspiring to be a Pat Cash?
Yes, yeah. I dreamt of having his headband, you know, as every kid did at that age. My first memory, actually, of the Wimbledon final was when McEnroe absolutely destroyed Chris Lewis. And Becker. I remember the Becker match, and the thing that I remember about the Becker final was, can you remember what that was the last year of?
Gosh, no.
Putting
go
you on the spot.
Go
here.
On.
White tennis balls.
Wow, I don't even remember white tennis balls
white
now you've said that.
They'll be the younger generation. What? They used to play at Wimbledon with white tennis balls? Yeah.
You see, that doesn't even ring any bell. I remember Becker's very tight shorts in that final. And he's leaping about. Look, that was a golden time back then. We're seeing some great tennis now as well. You're on your way there. Have you got your fly spray with you? It was a bit awful yesterday, wasn't it?
I know. It was bonkers. Never seen anything like that before. And I was actually commentating on court one, and it was phenomenal to see a fly. But they all cope with it pretty well, didn't they?
Yeah, well, Wimbledon's never been invaded by flying ants before, has it? Is that a new phenomenon?
Well, I think so. I think that's the first time. I remember I was playing a tournament years ago in Bangladesh, and there was a swarm of. It was a swarm of mosquitoes, which is not what you really want to happen in a place like that.
I think I prefer the ants, in all honesty. Yeah. Right, let's get on
better was sitting in a air-conditioned commentary box yesterday.
Yeah, that was probably quite nice. Right, we've got some great Brits through. Johanna Konta's match yesterday definitely was the one that stood out against Donna Vekic. And even at sort of 6-6 or 7-7, you're sort of questioning, you know, she got the mental ability. Is she going to come through this? I have to say, I doubted her for a little bit. I thought Vekic was going to get through, but brilliant by Konta.
Well, on paper, it was always potentially going to be a very, very difficult match for Jo, having lost her a couple of weeks ago in Nottingham in the final. But it sort of reminded me of when Tim Henman beat Kafelnikov all those years ago on the centre court, when Murray had that match against Nalbandian when he was up 2-0, even though he lost it. But You need a turning point. You need a golden moment as a Brit on centre court to really catch the imagination, not only of the centre court crowd, but millions of people watching. And Jo had that yesterday. And to come through it in the manner that she did, where it was a hard-hitting affair. Mm. Neither player was going to back off, both hitting big serves. And you know, as anyone who's been following Wimbledon so far in the build-up and the first 3 days, there are so many female players that have a shot of winning Wimbledon, and Konta is one of those. And there will always be a match along the way that is tough, that you've got to come through physically and mentally, and she absolutely passed the test. The only doubt, well, actually maybe it's not a doubt, but I think I sort of have to throw it out there, is how will she recover? How will she be able to bounce back tomorrow when she plays her third round match? Because When you have to dig deep like that, over 3 hours in the heat, and obviously mentally that can take its toll. So I think we'll gauge tomorrow what sort of shape she is. But she's, what no one could ever doubt with Konta is her work ethic. I mean, I was watching her on the practice court before her match yesterday. I mean, it's like it's basically like a match. It so much reminds me of Nadal in his practice, who was amazing yesterday again. But yeah, I think Konta's in a good place.
Do you think the British public have fully embraced her now? Was that the moment for her yesterday?
Yes, yeah, because she wasn't born in Britain. She was she's Hungarian, who was brought up in Australia, who came over to represent Great Britain half a decade or a little longer than that ago. But she's British. You know, this is where she lives. And as I said, sometimes you need a match as a turning point. And I think she had that. Because there are a lot of people who turn up at Wimbledon who don't follow the tour. You know, they're not necessarily knowing that Jo Konta won big tournament in Miami. Because Wimbledon catches people because of the occasion and what it is. But they're not necessarily diehard tennis fans who follow it 52 weeks a year. But yesterday, anyone that wasn't sure about Jo Konta, surely has got to be convinced now.
Yeah, I think some of the support pushed her over the line as well. And I think you could see that with her opponent, Donna Vekic. I think she knew she had the crowd against her.
Yeah, and why not? I mean, it's the home crowd sometimes can make or break you, but I always feel it's going to inspire you because at the end of the day, they're willing you to win. They actually want you. You know, it's almost like a best man speech. No one wants to see you fluff your lines. Everyone wants you to do well. And the crowd can feed off great tennis, and then the players then can feed off the crowd. And that was definitely the case yesterday. It was a terrific occasion. And to be honest, it needed it after what happened the day before on Centre Court, which was a real shame.
What's your thoughts on that? A player's coming into a tournament injured, knowing they're injured. We had seven, didn't we, withdrawn in the first round. Do you think it should go to the way that the ATP Tour runs things?
Absolutely. And what always frustrates me, and it's not just in tennis, to be honest, it happens a lot of time in sport, is don't act when something happens. What you got to do is bring out the rule before something like what we had to go through on Tuesday. I mean, the ATP were proactive. They brought in this rule in the beginning of January because they knew the way it was going. And I will argue, Steve, with anyone who says, oh, players shouldn't walk out on court if they're not fit. Well, hang on, £35,000. It's a lot of money. And tennis is a sport where you have to make a lot of sacrifices over the years. And I believe that if you are in a position where you qualify by right into the main draw, it's almost like getting your tour card in golf. I think absolutely you get your money, but if you're not fit, you don't play. And I thought Federer and Djokovic spoke brilliantly about it, that they said, well, if you don't feel you can finish the match, don't walk onto court. Give someone else the opportunity who lost in the last round of qualifying, and let's hope that all the four Grand Slams decide that is the best way to go and bring out that rule next year.
Absolutely, because it's the entertainment business. People turn up to be entertained, don't they? So make that concession where players still do get paid if they're injured and people still get entertained.
Yeah, because what you don't want, and I'm sure there was a lot of people who watched on Tuesday, tennis players, they're spoiled. Yeah, they're taking the mickey. There's a lot of people that work very hard who don't earn anywhere near that in a year, let alone in a day. And I think if, you know, on the back of what happened with Tomic, which, you know, again, is probably not surprising what he said, because we've seen it before. You public and people watching on television want to believe that this is a sport where they are giving 100% to be the very best tennis player that they can be. And obviously we have been so spoiled with the sport the last decade with the Big Four in where it's not about money. It's not about trying to earn the extra million or 2 million if you're Federer, Djokovic, Nadal or Andy. It's about trying to win big tennis matches. That's what motivates them. And then when some of the players turn around and say, well, I'm bored, well, I think it's unacceptable. And I actually would like to see some of, you know, Tomic's comments. But we're not taking out of context. That's what he said. And he said, well, you know, I'm not bothered. I'm a multimillionaire. Fine him. Because it doesn't give the great impression, does it, to the sport?
Yeah, he should be answerable for that. Another player who might be in a little bit of hot water is Daniil Medvedev, who yesterday accused the umpire of bias. So he's the man who shot to fame because he beat Stan Wawrinka in the first round. Yesterday, he was getting angry about a number of calls from the umpire, Mariana Alves. And at the very end, he threw some coins from his wallet towards her chair after the match, almost the implication that she'd been bought. I mean, this is something I've never, ever seen before.
No, I've never seen before. And he was very apologetic in the press conference after the match. So good on him for doing that. But you know, again, a fine has to come his way. I mean, we can't have that. But I'm sure he will hopefully learn from that experience. But yeah, it's not something that I and I'm probably you agree will want to see again.
No, well, I heard him afterwards, and as you say, he spoke very well, and he was very, very apologetic for what he'd done. I think
in the heat of the moment, and you know, we all do things that we regret in the heat of the moment. But sometimes when you do something like that, learn from it, and hopefully other people can learn from that.
Don't carry coins onto court. Andy Murray, any concerns about the injury? Are you seeing a different Andy Murray when he's strolling around as opposed to running around on the court? He looks free and easy when he's running around.
I'm concerned, but also impressed. I think that he's had a good draw. I think we need to put that into context, that the two players he's played against have brought a lot of flair, a lot of entertaining tennis, but the two opponents that Murray would absolutely want, given his doubts about his hip leading into the championship. From all accounts, it was much better over the weekend. But two opponents that would not expose the potential doubts about the injury he's not 100%, I think that's clear. But his next opponent can do. Fognini, who has no sort of grass court pedigree, which is surprising. I think he should play well on grass, Fognini. But he's someone who has beaten Murray in the past, most recently in Rome a few weeks ago, and who's a great baseliner, and he will give Murray a real test in terms of his movement. It'll be a lot of twisting and turning, a lot of running, a lot of potentially grueling baseline rallies. So that, for me, will be the first test to see how fit or how unfit Murray is. I think he will win that match, but I think in terms of how far do we believe he can go in the tournament, I think tomorrow will be the indication.
Still a question mark on it. Does it always feel special for you, Barry, when you go back there? Is it your favourite place?
Well, yes. Yeah, I mean, I'm really fortunate that I'm a member, so I'm able to use the club throughout the year. And it is really weird when, you know, I often say to people that you walk in on a Monday morning and you feel that everyone's invading your privacy. You know, 40,000 people.
My club.
My club, yeah. This is my club. I should be able to play on any court. But, of course, the club, what it does is it provides the best tournament in the world. It's an amazing occasion. They do everything brilliantly. And the weather has been superb. It's a lovely day again today. But what it needs now is a great men's match. We've had that in the women's. We need a great men's match. And maybe it will be today. It won't be with Federer and Ljubic. I expect a very comfortable win for Federer. It might even take potentially tomorrow or Saturday. But you know, the men's does need a match that, you know, a five-set epic or a great four-setter. We haven't had that yet.
Radio City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.